Council Mayor, someone like to move. Council Pearce, Council Walker, I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Declarations of interest?
Yeah, Mr Mayor, just some local heritage fund. Daughter-in-law's part owner of shed, Mill Street.
Thanks, Council. You'll move the meeting?
Well, we'll just sweep past to that.
Yeah. Make a pick.
So do I. Yeah, I'll leave the meeting.
Okay. Okay, move on to confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 20th September. So I'll move that way, Council Walker, Council Bunter. Are there any alterations or amendments?
Can I just ask one question with regard to that? Did we end up sending a formal letter to the easements with regard to the assessment?
Yes, we did.
That wasn't noted in the minutes that we were doing that.
Yeah, no, a formal letter sent to them with an extract of the meeting of, from a letter from ICAC, and that was sent to the easements.
But no response?
No response.
Okay, I'll put that all in favour. As carried, the next lot of minutes for the extraordinary meeting held on the 22nd of September. You all right there, Council? Can you get on? I'd like to move the acceptance of those minutes. Council Moffat, Council Babbitt, I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Okay, councillors, we now need to move into close. Thanks, Council Moffat, Council Pearce. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Okay, the first report there is just the mayoral commitments. And I'll put that report in notice. All those in favour?
Yes.
Yeah. Carried. The second report is the annual Christmas close down from 23rd December to 3rd of January. Council Bunter, second of please. Council Moffat. There's no discussion, I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The local heritage fund. Thanks, Council Moffat. So, there is a recommendation there. Did you want to speak to this, Mrs Larkin, please?
So through you, Mr Mayor, with regards to the local heritage fund, we've received 10 applications that total $24,000. Our heritage advisor, Peter Duggan, reviews those applications and he has made funding recommendations there to $19,860. The budget allocation that we have is a little over $21,000, and what is it tied up in that, or what, whether, sorry, that budget allocation is utilised for is this program, the Local Heritage Fund program, as well as we had an existing grant opportunity with the Cordori Road and conservation of that side. So there has been expenditure against that amount of a little under $3,000. There is the current grant opportunity with the Cordori Road is a $3,000 contribution from council with a $10,000 contribution from Heritage. The initial quotes, however, for that project have come in at $27,000, and we've reviewed what those quotes are, and with the impact that so increasing prices, that's what it's expected. So it is about 1.1 kilometres of fencing, so two sides of fencing, and then a little under a kilometre wide along that route, and that's for a stock fence. St Ambrose and Mary Magdalene have applied for additional. So the Local Heritage Fund, generally how it works is it's a $5,500 co-contribution with New South Wales Heritage, so $5,500 from the state match funding by council, and then we ask participants to then match again, so up to $2,000 that council provide for the project, and we ask that from them. So if you have a look at the recommendation, so if you had a look at what they recommended from Peter Duggan at the 19,000 plus the $3,000 with Corduroy Road, and then taking into account the general manager's comments there, the budget implications would be $5,600 with that additional $3,000 for Corduroy Road. So the Local Heritage Fund is designed to support local heritage, and obviously we have two state listed heritage sites in Gilganjo, which is Corduroy Road and St Ambrose Church, and there is funding available through the Caring for Heritage funds there as well. In research for this paper, I spoke with Peter Duggan regarding the 10 applications that were received. While he doesn't have a priority of what they would be, he'd be willing to work with us to determine the priority should council wish to allocate lesser funding than what he's recommended. He could work with us around the priorities of those. In terms of the second recommendation there around that caring for heritage, we have sought clarification with the funding body that the Stronger Country Communities Fund, if that were successful, we can use that as a co-contribution towards a submission for either St Ambrose. So we can use that funding.
Right, so at the end of the day, I think we've got two items in this mix that are of real local significance, or well, actually three. St Ambrose Church, the $6,000 there, together matched with funding from Bendigo Bank of $6,000, would give $12,000 to enable the conservation management plan to be undertaken, which is really outlined the exact work that's required there. The church at Turawena, $4,000 there, it's a community asset. The Corduroy Road, if we put $3,000 into that with the $10,000 grant, if I'm correct, Mr. Mayor, that'd give us $13,000. What we get for $13,000 is half the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Council, do we try to conserve that $13,000 for a later year to build up to the $27,000 we need for the fancy? And this financial year, do St Ambrose Church and the Turawena Church, which amount to $10,000 worth of expenditure. The report says there in the general manager's comments, we've got $19,000 worth of in budget.
Yep.
So if you've $9,000 there, we're nearly at the fence, aren't we? If we had that $9,000 of the third lane.
There's no point building half the fence, is it?
No. If we had the third lane, and plus the nine, that's 22.
Mm.
We're getting close to a fence.
Yeah, next year.
So you're suggesting, Mr. Mayor, that $9,000 from this year goes in reserve until next year?
Yeah, and those projects listed by Mr. Duggan, we don't support any of those applications because of the large, real pressing need for some Ambrose Church. Not in the community feel that way.
Given that they are state listed heritage items, I don't think we've really got a choice. That's where the money should be rolling. And it's just, we've probably set a precedence over the last few years that we've been able to give the community a little bit of a divvy and a bit of a leg up. But,
well, that's the spirit of the whole.
Yeah, but if it's only for a 4 month period, I don't have an issue with that. That's
no, I think that's
good.
Well, I think the community would have a relationship with the state listed buildings and the Turawena Church. Mm. They're all public buildings and would understand the reasoning why we would go that way. The conservation management plan, if it will be completed in time for the next round of funding, and it's needed
urgently to, without that, we probably wouldn't get the next round of funding, but with that we will. I'm sure we'll have a good case for funding this in ambulance. Yeah.
And we've also put that $250,000.
Through the structure of funding.
To reflect that we make application to both the St Ambrose Church and the Port of Water Road.
Yes.
So we're reaffirming number one. Well, we haven't got a number of so just so this is clear, the council's suggestion is that we reaffirm this support. So you're effectively agreeing with number one that the two state heritage listed items being the Quarter Road Road and St Ambrose Church is priority for heritage funding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry, can I add in that, together with the Turrawatta Church as a community asset? As a community.
You just have the right name of church, Jules.
Mary. And I'm presuming the Turrawatta Church is already listed. It's already listed.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, lots. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they have to leave the statements.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Noobs, keep pointing away.
Oh, yeah, okay. Number two, we're based on that. Theme of that conversation and the information that Mrs. Larkin just put forward, that we look at making two applications to the under the Caring for Heritage program, one for St Ambrose Church and the other one was for the Corduroy Road for the balance of the funding that's needed.
Which, from our rough figures, is 14,000, is that right?
That's right, based on the tickets. So we need $14,000 additional money. What our contribution, Mrs. Larkin, did you?
Yeah, so the contribution again is 50-50 contribution, but we'll be able to utilise our existing funding.
So we'll be looking at $7,000 of our money to source another $7,000 of state money to be able to then find the $14,000 to match with the 10 and the 3 that we've already committed to make the $27,000. So it means that our contribution to Corduroy Road would be $10,000 and the state allocation would be
$17,000. Sorry, I'm a bit confused, I'll have to admit.
Yeah.
So we have 13,000 already for the Corduroy Road. Well, that's what I thought. So we have 14,000 left. And we have a fencing quote of 27,000. Yeah. And another 14,000 impact reports as well. So you might need to consider the cost of that when we're going for. I'm sorry, councillors, would someone like to just suspend standing orders? Thanks, councillor Bunga. Councillor Walker, put that all in favour. Against Carrie.
Okay,
now we've
got
to
happy
for me to just map this out.
Really.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Where's Corduroy Road,
by the way? East Panel Road on the northern end.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did it on the
bus
trip, yeah.
It's been there for 100 years now.
Well,
so
I'm younger than that.
Another one. Another one,
mate. Yeah.
So Dave, the report says we've got 10,000 for corduroy road.
Yeah.
Requiring a $3,000 contribution from the house.
Yeah, so we need a further, and we, it's dollar for dollar under the Caring for Heritage Fund. So that's dollar for dollar. So if we put in seven and they put in seven, so there's your 27,000.
But you don't need more than that, Dave, because you'll have to get the Heritage Impact Report going for an exemption certificate, because the fence will have an impact on the state heritage place. So you need to allow for the Heritage Impact Report and Peter go there with the Heritage Advisor. You don't get
well,
the from here on that.
I just wanted to clarify whether that has been done, given that we received funding under last year's Caring for Heritage.
Did you do the Heritage Report?
So that's, I'm just waiting, I've just emailed off to staff member.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure, but I would assume if we received funding earlier that that would have included that to be done.
Okay.
So we're using local heritage funding to build up that 13,000. Does that constitute council's contribution dollar for dollar? So we only, yeah, that's half of 27. We've got $13,000 under our local heritage fund.
Yeah.
Can we use that $13,000 as council's contribution towards this other application?
So you can use other funding for it. The only thing that I'd probably want to see clarification is it is under the same Caring for Heritage program. So they do say you can use funding for it, whether you can use previous funds the same funding.
Mm-hmm.
So correct me if I'm wrong, the way I'm understanding this is,
yeah,
based on those first couple of motions, is that we've got $6,000 to St Ambrose of the $19,000,
mm-hmm,
that we've got unspent,
yeah,
$6,000 to St Ambrose, and the $3,000 that we've committed out of the $10,000 grant there at the moment, plus under the Caring for Heritage Fund, an additional seven each. So our contribution then is $10,000. So out of this money here, we've got $6,000 to go to St Ambrose, $10,000 to Corduroy Road, which leaves us a balance of
$3,246.
So,
will that be enough to do the heritage report that Dale's
talking
about?
So,
no, we need money for the church.
The church,
oh,
Mary
Magdalene
has
chosen. Oh, yeah, sorry.
But Dale, the other point about that is, the council agreement maximum of $5,500 is that with New South Wales Heritage?
That's with New South Wales Heritage.
So will they give you the
10?
Will they give you the 10 if we ask the 10 from the local heritage fund? If the maximum agreed is $5,500?
Yeah, so the maximum under the local heritage fund from then is
$5,500. So that 10 won't work then?
We're budgeted for $9,000 income.
Oh,
the heritage office already. That's in our budget already.
Oh, okay.
So we would need to get that. So that wouldn't impact this expenditure over the site.
Okay.
We'll get that $5,500 over here.
Okay.
And then we'll also get some money from the heritage advisor that is paid. There's a subsidy for it as well from the heritage office. So you can engage in a heritage advisor to provide,
right,
us with the advice.
Yeah.
So then you've got this $3,000 of leftover in the kitty to what you do with the whatever project you seek to support within the local heritage.
Mary
Magdalene.
Well, they asked before, so we could just go back to number three, the balance.
Who are the movers and takers there?
I've got no idea. I don't know which one it is. Is that the Presbyterian Church?
That's the one near the priest. So you got the school and then the library, and
yeah,
then that next building. Yeah. Can we bring it up on Google Maps?
Do we have to move on this, but St Ambrose Church is put pressing.
And it's Carly Moffett, sorry.
Oh, right, Macross. St Ambrose Church is a pressing issue. We need to move on that.
Well, councillors, if you get to the stage where you're moving dot point one, well, then you're putting Cordwell Road in the mix. It's a state listed item, so you're throwing that in the mix, actually. So to achieve dot point one, we can apply for those different funding, of which we would need to contribute 10,000 to
Cordwell Road.
Okay, and then obviously the restoration elements of St Andrews is outside this scope, but it obviously will be matched by the strong country communities allocation.
Yeah.
So if it happens to be 138,000, we'll apply for $138,000 under that, or if it's 250, we'll apply for the maximum 150.
Fit a caddy wheel.
So then that's Mary Magdalene Church.
Yeah,
that's what I think. Well, maybe we should word it with the, instead of saying 2 grand here, with the balance to the Mary Magdalene Church.
Well, that's the balance there.
Yeah.
3246.
So, councillors, are we firm in view?
Well, can I just ask a question? How are all the other applicants going to feel? Are they going to feel aggrieved that we've just rejected outright? I hear the state's heritage side of the argument. I think it's quite valid. I'm just wondering how the applicants have gone in front of us. All the stuff in, I know it's not guaranteed, but we've just swatted, chosen through and discarded the outside. The rest I'm just a little bit troubled.
Could we have a story in the paper around how important it is for these state listed places to be preserved?
Well, given priority.
Given priority.
Yeah.
So if we
Well, perhaps that can be done in the resolution today also, so it's transparent.
Yeah, so it's transparent.
Yeah.
So that being the case, Brian, do you think we should can the corduroy and redo these other ones that we're going to miss out? Is it
trying to follow? Well, look, I don't understand the corduroy fence.
Yeah, I'm hearing you a bit like
Look, I hear it's important.
It's a state. I mean, I think we've been trying for a while to get the fence up around the corduroy road, and it is another important part of our history and tells the story of rural Australia. And it might be hard at the moment to understand that, but once you had the interpretation and you had the fence around it, people could go out and see what it was like. I mean, I remember as a kid coming on the corduroy road from Peter Gill before the highway. It was this over the top. It was put in the places to allow the selfies to go through, so common colour.
Yeah,
so there's a whole story around why it's important and why it's state listed. It wouldn't have a state listing unless it was really important.
So
I think it's important for us as councillors to understand state listing requirements for significance to all Australians, not just our local community, but all of Australia, and support that going forward at that state level.
I don't think it's going anywhere though, is it, in the interim period, like you said.
Well, it is deteriorating. I'll say
that's
this.
That's what
we're doing. It's
deteriorating.
When I look at this list of applicants for support for other issues, the majority of them are regular applicants.
I'll just ask Catherine when they're able to reapply again.
So it's
a yearly funding. Yeah. We can click that one, yeah. So they can be applied to reapply. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then to just note the reason, so Cordwell Road, while there hasn't been an application under the Local Heritage Fund, because it's a state project, the reason why it's been included in this report is to get the funding allocated with that previous grant amount and council's contribution there. So that's why it was included in the report, because it's coming out of the same heritage fund budget line.
Makes sense. So Ian, look, I don't, based on the conversation, I'm persuaded by Gail's remarks about Cordwell Road, etc. I think probably a reasonable decision now to go for three based on the priority basis, given the applicable law.
I think we've pulled the bandage off on that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and they are still community assets.
Yes.
The remainder are individual
properties. Yeah, that's exactly right. So,
councillors, are we ready to move forward with this? Mm-hmm. Someone like to move and go back in?
Yep, I'll do that.
Councillor Valley, Councillor Mockler, I'll put that in favour. Yes, carried. Okay, I'm looking for a resolution which is acceptable to one and all. Sorry, did we suspend the recording?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Cut it out.
So we write that? Okay, councillors, I'm looking for a way forward here.
I just received some further information regarding Mary Magdalene Church. So purchased Carly Moffat and Jamie White spoke private use. They're looking for ideas around the BFD gallery. So it's Carly Moffat submitted the application.
Oh, so it's private.
Correct. It's been purchased.
So it's not a church anymore.
We just put that money in the...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I thought it's
in the corduroy road?
Yes.
You know, I thought when I advertised as a church.
Well, it's a church. It's described as a church, but it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a church.
Yeah, that's a church building, yeah. Oh,
so what does that do to you, Mr. General Manager? 6,000 is an Ebro church.
Yeah.
And 13,246 to corduroy road.
Can I make an amendment, please?
Hmm?
Can I have you need an amendment?
No, we haven't got a motion yet.
Oh, right.
But that'd be the...
Yeah. Corduroy road, no. We need the tender potentially. Mm-hmm. With the 50-50. So you can speak a bit, dabbing around priority for the remainder.
Yeah, why not?
So, from a community... As raised with the community expectations with the local heritage fund, it wasn't advertised.
Can we just say that the heritage impact statement needed for the state of this? Did you say that they've already been done? It's already been done?
There's a confirmation management plan for Corduroy Road.
I know this is throwing something else into the mix, but we're sorry, Mr. Mayor. But with the Corduroy Road, the thing that would make everyone really understand how important it is, part of the interpretation would be to have like one of those rusty metal cutouts of the horse and the carriage on it, and we could work towards further interpretation of that space so that people do understand what it means as an installation, similar to the Kui men that we have around town and other. So if we started some additional money towards the Corduroy Road, long-term for interpretation, that would add a lot more for tourism reasons, for people to go out there and take a look at it and understand that space.
That, to me, that sounds a reasonable idea that we use that 3,200 for interpretive signage.
And for further interpretation purposes.
Yeah, also add in there is a contingency to
and a contingency
into the projects if they happen to be come back for another slice of the pie, or there's overruns, or the price that the fencing goes up, or the material costs going up, or labour not being available, whatever it may be. Can we, it's such a small sum of money in the scheme of things, what we do, just rather than trying to divvy that up in some way that through the local heritage fund that we look at retaining that as a
I agree. Make it count. Make it work where it's going to count at the moment.
Okay. So, are you happy to move that one? Which is point one. We take out the Mary Magdalene Church.
Yeah. Because it's not a church.
Yeah.
As such.
It's not a public.
Funny
on the governance.
We know the strong country means it's going to be matched.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take out that soft word and say.
Take out which word?
Or just at the end there, it was pending that the strong country union maybe utilises the match funding, not maybe, that we use matching funding from the strong country communities, whatever the value is.
Right. Okay.
So instead of maybe, BU, right, you should drop out the maybe.
Yes. Funding BU.
Yes, we have paid the funding. For the funding program, all the way around, do we still need that?
Yes.
So we move that 3246 to the one third, yeah, add that, 3246.
Council not allocating the money?
Well, I'd say that the balance of the funds remaining be allocated for
contingency.
Signing in a contingency for the two projects instead of one.
So I just, sorry, the local heritage fund, it's by applicant, so that St Ambrose Church could be, so the 5,500 with that New South Wales Heritage Fund can be used for that. However, Corduroy Road hasn't been the submission for that local heritage fund, it's our funding allocation. So per our grant agreement with Heritage New South Wales, we would say there wouldn't be enough, that 5,500 match funding for local heritage.
Well, we contribute over and above, that's fine.
Yeah.
So with that then, Jules, number three then, to take the Gov Catholic's point then, that with an inclusion there that be funded from the council's heritage funding allocations.
Yeah.
And dot point four is that, that council allocate the $6,000 to St Ambrose Church under the local heritage fund, and the remaining $3,246 be retained as a contingency for interpretive signing and other necessary works.
Or for interpretive elements.
And that resolution only allocates $3,000.
No, it's not $10,000, so Corduroy Road and the 3246 is a contingency, isn't that right?
Yeah,
right, well, we need that in there, don't
we?
Yeah,
we need it in there. So
St Andrew's Church, $6,000, Corduroy Road, $10,000.
Yeah.
And the remaining 3-2 as contingency.
Can I just ask a question, Mr. Mayor? In relation to that $10,000, comments made about where that's coming from. That's all comes under the heritage fund bucket, if I can call it.
In the council budget, you allocate a certain amount of money for heritage and the local heritage funds. So is the local heritage advice costs and things like that. So yes.
Corduroy Road didn't they need to be a separate applicant in here per se by itself?
Well, you choose how you spend the money.
Yeah.
And you choose to spend it on those statements of dollars.
Okay, councillors, can I have a mover and a second?
Also,
oh, sorry.
Maybe you may have a dot point five for that, acknowledging the other applicants.
Yes, and
we're fine. Not understating the needs and the value of heritage however you want to word it. What you want to do to the local heritage, that other applicant will be able to write and we're going to express something to them all.
Right.
You
notified in writing?
Yeah.
In writing of council's decision.
Okay.
Be notified in writing of council's decision.
And of that will express the opportunity to submit future applications.
Would someone like to move that? I'm sure council that thinks with that. Councillor Frey, thank you very much. For have a second. Councillor Walker.
Can I get councillor?
I haven't
put it yet.
Hang on.
Where are you going? No, not yet. Oh,
sorry, it's
I propose to put that. We can fix the problem. Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Could you ask Councillor Murphy?
I went that way.
Is this way?
Oh, right. I thought you were going to the toilet.
I was asleep.
You look
scary.
Okay, thank you, councillors. Thanks.
Oh.
which has very challenging, that's not new.
Most comprehensive, what they could do. Three spend tens of thousands of dollars.
$3. Okay, I'll move on now to the next report, which is in our preferred infrastructure amendment report submission. I'd just like to compliment staff on that submission.
Exactly.
It was very detailed. It certainly showed the knowledge of the project and appreciation of the project.
Exactly.
Above and beyond the general purpose council. So the recommendation is that we endorse that report. Councillor Moffat, Councillor Lutton. I'll just get a seconder. Can I get a seconder? Councillor Batty. Okay. Councillor Moffat.
I just seeing if you're on National Park Road and inland rail following parallel along the side, you need a 75 metre like for a road train to turn off National Park Road onto the railway line. If there's a train there, it couldn't be pulled up, slowing the traffic down National Park Road, so they need a side road. So who will have to pay for that? Like the same as down at Troy Sale Yards there, they had to put a bend in the railway line there. So if you go on, if I'm on a Shire Road, then you turn left, say, to go on across the railway line on a private crossing, that you couldn't have the back of the road train sticking out onto the Shire Road. So you have to have like a passing lane there, like on the Shire Road, so they could get off the road.
Yeah, well, what does that murder agreement?
Oh, that's really around maintenance and permits. Yeah, it's not really into that. I guess that's a discussion that I do have with those representatives. We might be able to raise that issue.
Yeah, but I just wonder whose cost that would be, Shires or ARTC.
But we need to make sure it's built into the design.
So that's the level of detail that we haven't been afforded to review yet, though. So once we get into the, once they start providing all these routes and designs and detailed designs, that's when we'll get a chance to raise those issues. So I think unless you want to make a note of it, Mr. Mayor, that'd be the detail that we will certainly get into once detailed designs are available.
Well, if we just had a proceeding brief there, Julie, that Councillor Moffat did raise the issue of roads running parallel to the Union Rail Loop and turn off availability. Is that
all right? Yeah, you need 75 metres or so for a road train and it needs to be off the road. If he meets a train, it needs to be off the Shire Road.
Yeah.
So is any such design allowing for queuing distances for the largest expected vehicle and road trains?
Yeah.
Not impacting local roads?
And that would be a similar issue to the one that Councillor Preet raised their last meeting with Inland Rail regarding that rail crossing, was it on the Pulling Road?
Yeah.
And their questions, they haven't been answered, so they haven't been answered.
Not yet. Well, the detailed design doesn't show that at this point.
What?
Where they're at with the design process.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. It was moved by Councillor Moffat and Councillor Babby. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Did you not, Councillor Ian?
I was waiting to see what he did.
The Inland Rail Review of Port of Newcastle, Memo of Understanding, discussions. Council note, Federal Review of Inland Rail, and the approach to investigate a non-binding MOU with the Port of Newcastle.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker, Councillor Hunter. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour.
Yeah.
Against, carried. The LRC RM 1 on Berrigan's by the Leech's Creek intersection. Did you speak to this report, Mr. Coleman?
3 years, Mr. Mayor. This is in response to a request from Councillor Freeth. And I think the report pretty much outlines the pressures we've got on us at the moment and the different deadlines from different funding arrangements. So those will be the determining factors as to where we can work first. So that's guiding our capital program.
And just the note that that report be noted. I'd like to move that way. Councillor Bunner, Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Reports for information and notation, bank balances, the fund balances, outstanding matters from previous meetings, progress on questions for next meeting, which that report was one, development applications, and the recommendation of those reports be noted. Would like to move that? Councillor Rafford, Councillor Babbage.
Question, Mr. Mayor. The DA 441 sand quarry has been going on a long time. Is there any hold up there?
That's a new DA, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for the one out on East Campbell Road.
Mm.
They're working through there's a, are you happy for me to speak?
Sure.
Okay. This one, they've had a request for further information. So as part of the assessment process, we've requested further information from the applicant, and that's still to be forthcoming.
Right.
So all the applicants.
Yeah, can I ask a question, please? Just the DA463 on the Greenport Bakers.
Yes.
There's been a delay, obviously, with that. Like, I understood they wanted to try and build the bunkers in September, and I thought it was only going to be weather stopping them. Yeah, that's sort of, it's the DA is part of the problem other than the weather.
Well, that's correct. The information that's been sent to Transport for New South Wales, so their applicant, this application was referred to Transport for New South Wales in the proximity to the highway. And they've asked for further information because there wasn't enough information for them to do the assessment in the application. So they've come up with some concerns and they requested further information. So that's out of our process there as well. I mean, it's in the process, but it's not for us to be able to influence the timelines on that one. The delay is not with us, the delay is with the applicant and with the state agency.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And that's really to do around movements around site, on their own sites. So it should be pretty straightforward for them to address.
Mm.
And I think they've already submitted the response.
Okay, and a response will come back to Council from the
Yes, finalise. Correct.
Okay.
So once we finalise it, once we get all that information, we'll then be able to finalise our assessment for the report to Council. But it won't be in time for harvest, correct?
Yes.
Hey, councillors, we've got that resolution now that I'll just put on the acceptance of those reports. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Hey, councillors, at 4:58, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much for your attendance and your input.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.